You're listening to the FQXI podcast. But back to the actual physics. As I said, in 2016, China plans to launch a quantum satellite. This should help them to set up a global quantum communications network. But it also provides physicists with a great new opportunity to test some fundamental aspects of reality. In particular, what happens when quantum mechanics meets general relativity in the sky? Physicist David Rideout at the University of California, San Diego, organized a meeting bringing together theoretical physicists to try to devise such space-based experiments. And he told reporter Colin Stewart what they came up with.
David Rideout works in the mathematics department at the University of California, San Diego. Last year, he led a paper, funded by FQXI, which proposed a series of satellite experiments that would push our understanding of quantum physics to unprecedented distance scales. Such work would also pave the way for quantum communication, considered by many to be the future of safely sharing information. I started by asking him what makes the prospect of quantum communication so exciting.
So quantum communication is useful in a number of ways. One of the most popular is that it allows for something called quantum key distribution, which is a protocol for secure communication. So imagine if Alice and Bob wanted to arrange to share a secret key. The key encodes the way to encrypt the message and also the way to decrypt the message. And the trick in secure communication is to somehow arrange for two parties to share the same key. Back in the olden days, this was done, for example, by sending a person with a briefcase and a handcuff and put them on a plane and they could travel and bring the key to the other party. But of course, this is not very efficient. And so what we'd like is some more effective way to communicate using the magic of quantum mechanics, if you like. Then a pair of parties can arrange to communicate a shared secret using a quantum communication channel.
And quantum communication is so secure because the physics involved means the communicators would automatically be alerted to the presence of an eavesdropper?
So one can set up an experiment in which a pair of entangled particles are generated and then sent to two parties, which are usually called Alice and Bob. And then Alice and Bob can make a series of measurements on these particles. And it turns out that if Alice and Bob both make the same sort of measurement, then they can predict with certainty what the result was for the other party. However, if there's a third person who is intercepting the communication, then they would be able to see the effect of this third party.
What's the underlying physics of entanglement?
So you can generate a photon by a laser, and then if you send this photon through a particular crystal, it can be the case that it splits into a pair of photons, one of which is oriented in one direction and the other which is oriented in the opposite direction. Each party then can make a measurement of the orientation of the photon.
The behavior of entangled photons can be strange. What's so odd about what goes on?
So if the two measurement apparatuses and the decisions process made at each apparatus are separated by a very large distance, then there should be no way that the measurements made by Alice should be able to affect the outcome that Bob measures. But nevertheless, the prediction of quantum mechanics is that the probabilities for the outcomes that Bob would measure depend on the direction of Alice's polarization analyzer.
And that strangeness has led some to point out a potential loophole in these experiments?
Currently, the largest distance between Alice and Bob for this sort of experiment that's been achieved is something of the order of 100 kilometers. So the light travel time for hundreds of kilometers is much too brief for a actual human decision time, the human thought process. And so the decisions are made by random number generators. So there's some device which decides whether to measure in one basis or the other. But a potential loophole in these experiments is that one might imagine that since these are random number generators, which are based on mechanistic principles, that if there's some way that the outcome at Bob's analyzer could have somehow learned what measurement setting Alice used, then you could imagine that somehow the outcome then that Bob gets could depend in a causal way on the measurement setting that Alice used.
What could be done to try and close the loophole?
A proposal for a more robust test is to separate Alice and Bob such that one is on the moon and one is on Earth, so their distance is large enough that these decisions of which analyzer setting to use could be made not by some mechanistic device, but by an actual person.
Might such long-range tests reveal something about quantum theory currently hidden from us?
That's right. So this is a regime of quantum theory which has not been tested to date. So it's possible that we may see some deviation from the predictions of quantum theory at such large scales. Or maybe a more reasonable expectation is that performing experiments at such astronomical distances would bring in effects which it has not been necessary to consider to date. And so from a science perspective, one of the potential benefits of performing experiments of this sort is that it will encourage physicists to think more carefully about the implications of, for example, space-time curvature or various relativistic effects.
So that takes us into trying to unify general relativity with quantum physics, which is one of the most sought-after prizes in all of physics. Is your work helping with that goal?
So one of the effects of just our paper, which is encouraging physicists to start thinking about how to approach the question of reconciling quantum theory with gravity, most of the effort to date has been in considering some very abstract ideas and working out the mathematical implications of these abstract ideas. But because there have not been experiments which really touch on some of these questions, the scientific progress has not been directed by experimental results. And so one of the scientific effects that we're seeing now is that our paper is inducing some new results in which physicists are really taking seriously the sorts of things we might learn from experiments and thinking a bit differently about how a reconciliation of gravity with quantum theory may play out. Potentially could have a significant impact on the development of theoretical physics. The advent of this technology, which will be brought about by quantum communication to satellites, could have effects on theoretical physics.
Thank you to David Rideout for speaking with Colin Stewart there. You can read a Q&A with Rideout on the website, www.fqxi.org/community, where he goes into much more detail about the sort of experiments that could be carried out on the satellite.